Cold Dental Lab.
Is Kent in by chance?
That's me.
Hey, Kent, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good, good. I just wanted to call here and follow up real quick. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some borrowing history you had with Delage Landon. Looks like we recently got you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base there with you and see how the business was going and if you had any plans here in the near future we might be able to help you out with.
Well, you know, I mean, the business is going good, but I'm just turning 65 and, you know, I'm not really thinking of expanding more. You know, I'm just
kind
of holding my own for the next few years.
Yeah, how's business been for you this year?
It started out good, and it just kind of leveled out. It's because, you know, this business just doesn't seem like it's growing that much. But, you know, I mean, I can't complain. It's holding in there, so.
Yeah, it's kind of been the trend there I've been hearing from a bunch of companies. Does it have anything to do with these kind of, these bigger factory, kind of bigger companies coming in and taking out the small guy there? What's the situation there? I keep getting
no,
a different story.
Yeah, most of it's the offshore stuff. That, and then, you know, the dentists, they're doing the Cerec machines in their own office, you know, making crowns that I could make. You know, that took a big chunk out of things, too.
Oh, they're actually starting to do it in-house for themselves,
yeah, they've
I
got a milling system to where, you know, you can go in for a one-appointment crown, you know, and they'll
mill
it there. But, I mean, it doesn't compare with the stuff coming out of a lab, but, you know, I mean, when they say, oh, you just come, you know, I mean, somebody
yeah,
doesn't know it.
One-stop
really.
Shop, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They'll look at that and go, oh, I can just get it done today. Let's do that, you know.
Wow. I haven't heard that side of it yet. That's interesting.
Well, you know, I mean, it's taken off in the last, 5 to 8 years, you know. And I have a feeling dental labs will be extinct, you know, in another 10 years. Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah, the milling equipment there is something we've been helping with financing a lot here. A lot of companies have been looking to bring that on this year and last year.
Yeah. I've got a scanner, you know, and I send it to a milling center, but, you know, I'm still debating, you know, because to me, doing it cheap, getting the cheap would be at least another $40,000.
Yeah.
It's just like it's kind of nice not being in debt right at the moment.
Of course, of course. So how much of it, of the production there, are you outsourcing to other businesses?
Well, I outsource about, probably about 60 crowns a month. And each crown that they mill it to me for like $38 a piece.
Yeah. I see. And you're still able to turn a pretty good profit off of that?
Yes, I am. You know, I get, you know, you're not in the industry, so I charge $180 per crown. And
wow.
It costs me, you know, $38. But, you know, I mean, there's some labor involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that, so.
That's a really good margin right there.
Well, it is, but, you know, when I get it, it's not done. I still have to finish it down a bit and stain it and spend time. So, yeah, it's, but yeah, it's, I charge more than most for some reason, and I'm getting away with it.
I was going to say, as long as no one's saying anything, keep doing it.
Yeah.
How many employees are you working with currently?
No, it's just the two of us, my wife and I.
Oh, wow, okay, you got a two-man show there.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, I mean, if you guys were eventually, you know, looking maybe to bring in on a piece of milling equipment or maybe some capital there to kind of do some marketing or anything like that, like I said, you guys were pre-approved there. I know you said you were maybe looking to retire here in the next few years. Did you have anything you possibly were going to be looking at, or you kind of just staying put for the time being?
I'm just right at the moment I'm staying put. You know, if
mm-hmm.
the only reason I would do a milling center thing is if the people, my account started demanding like a 1 or 2 day turnaround on a crown, then I'd have to do something like that. But, you know.
How many accounts are you currently working with right now? Are you, is
seven.
It pretty, seven?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Has it been pretty loyal business there with what you have, kind of repeat business, I should say?
Yeah, most of them have been with me for years, so, yeah.
Okay, how did you guys acquire them originally, just kind of word of mouth, or?
Well, you know, different ways each time. A lot of it was me just going from office to office, and then, you know, a couple of them, assistants would quit one dentist and go to another, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then if they had problems with their lab, they'd say, well, hey, this lab used to work for this other guy that I worked for, and it was fine, so I picked up a couple that way. Yeah.
Almost kind of like a referral system there?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Any way I can get them, you know?
of course, that's... Business is business, so I definitely get where you're coming from. But yeah, you know, it's definitely something you should maybe just kind of have in the back pocket there. Did you have an email there? I could just shoot you my information for if anything does come up down the road.
Okay. You ready for it?
Yeah, fire away.
Oh, it's K-E-N-T.
Okay.
At Kohl, and that's K-O-H-L.
Okay.
Dental.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you. It'll just summarize the offer that we did send out. It'll have my contact information. And like I said, you know, if you do run into a situation where you do get an opportunity for some cheap equipment and you maybe have a small window, we can get you approved in 24 hours and funded in 48. So we do move very quick. So if you do run into those kind of opportunities or you maybe need some extra capital there to get some cheap price there on inventory, definitely keep us in mind.
Okay, well, I will.
All right, Ken. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good one.